there is this fusion music happening within the last 10 to 20 years or so.
That's writer Meenal Hadratwala.
It's people who are like me, first or second generation out of India, who are combining the music of India with the music of their new countries. So there's Bhangra and hip-hop, or there's Bollywood and disco.
Meenal Hadratwala grew up first in New Zealand and then in the U.S., and she has relatives all over the globe, but the family's roots are in northwest India. Hadratwala has written a book, her first, about the family's migrations. It's called Leaving India. We caught up with her recently to talk about everything from Indian fusion music to how she traced her family's many journeys.
I think at the beginning I was propelled by the question of how did this happen? I knew that I had about 36 first cousins and that we were spread out all over the world in 9 different countries, and I was really curious about why that was the case. I took a research trip. I traveled 8 months around the world. I interviewed between 75 and 100 relatives. And when I came back, I had boxes of tapes and tons of files. And I took about 7 years to sort through them and create a narrative. My great-grandfather, Motiram, traveled from Fiji to India in 1909 as a tailor, and he was not a very important person. He was just an ordinary person like you and me. And by the time that his sons took over his small tailoring business and grew the business, it was the largest department store owned by an Indian in the entire South Pacific. So it was kind of an amazing journey that he made, and he directly caused many, many people to migrate from his area of India to Fiji. I think that there is something deeply cultural about how we're raised and where we're raised. At the same time, when my family gets together for a wedding or a gathering, there is a similarity that cuts across all of the different places that we've been raised. So the relatives who come in from South Africa and the relatives who come in from Fiji and the relatives who come in from Toronto still speak the same language and eat the same food and like the same spices and follow the same sets of rituals for things like weddings. So there's a way that culture is both preserved and changed constantly.
Refugee, DJ, yeah. Every hip-hop record got an Indian sample, right?
Yeah. Do your research. Yeah.
This is where it started, right here.
Yeah.
It's the Bhangra,
yeah.
Baby.
I often felt a sense as I was writing of kind of accumulated grief and nostalgia and trauma that was partly my own, but largely I think just a quality of diaspora, of living in a globalized world where we are traveling, and travel always involves leaving something behind. I think that sometimes, especially in the United States, the story is often told as a win-win situation where the migrant comes to America and they fulfill this American dream and it's all sunny and successful at the end. And that's certainly one part of the story, but I've found that it really varies from person to person how much they feel that they've gained, how much they feel that they've lost. But there's always some of both. Even in the most amazing success stories, there is a sense of something lost.
Music from DJ Rekha, chosen for us by Meenal Hadratwala. She spoke to us about her new book, Leaving India, My Family's Journey from 5 Villages to 5 Continents. From the Nan and Bill Harris Studios at WGBH, I'm Katie Clark. Thanks for listening.